This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We need an individual who has extremely high standards, who is tough, who is demanding, who's bright, who has attention to detail, who seeks and will win championships. We will do it the right way.
Excellent.
The other thing that I'm grateful for is we have full support of the McCaskey family.
Wow, I hate it.
And we have a quarterback in Caleb Williams who's shown he is very special, and in the right environment, he can become even more special.
Go Bears.
I think it starts with the foundation and making sure we identify what we want to come in here and help us win championships. So knowing exactly the core of our team, what traits are going to help get that team to be a championship caliber roster.
And we'll look back onto this day and say this was the day that really that we start pointing in the right direction to build the franchise that all of us know that we want to build.
Listening to Rami Makhlouf on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sean Sears, great job. Amazing job on the open there. Very creative, and I commend you, sir, on the other side of the glass. I am Rami Makhlouf with you right up until DePaul and Texas Tech at 745 right here on The Score. But you can't start off the show getting me on a laughing jag where I can't stop, because I'm one of those dudes that once I start laughing, I sometimes cannot stop, and you got me with that open. The wow, I hate that line after he says we have the full support of the McCaskeys. That literally, I almost wasn't able to turn my microphone on to start the show. That's dirty, Sean Sears.
I will try
to hold it back though and conduct a professional sports talk radio show with you. Steve Palazzolo, co-host of Check the Mic, he'll join us to talk some football, some Bears coming up at 6:20, and then you know him, you love him, Hub Arkich will join us coming up at 7 o'clock, our NFL insider here at 670 A Score, and talking lots of Bears with you throughout the night. And you're always welcome at 312-644-6767 if you want to give me a call or drop me a text. That's how you can get in, 312-644-6767. But before I talk with you and before I talk with Steve Palazzolo at 6:20, I need to get some stuff off my chest, because the last time I was on these airwaves was Sunday afternoon. Or Sunday morning, actually. Sean, you were here with me. And it was just in the aftermath of the firing of Matt Eberflus. But we hadn't heard from any of the major players concerned at that point yet. And I was very curious to hear what all the major players concerned were going to say. And they spoke. Everybody spoke on Monday. Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, they held a joint press conference. We heard from Thomas Brown a little later that day. We'll bring you some Thomas Brown in just a few minutes. But I wanted to focus on what Kevin Warren and what Ryan Poles finally said after 8.5 minutes of sitting there and staring at Kevin Warren.
It's pretty wild, right?
And, And listening to him with big sitting with dad energy, as I know a lot of people pointed out, I'm not the first one to say that, but I watched that press conference in full, and there were some things that jumped out to me. First was this very bold statement from Kevin Warren about this opening that the Chicago Bears have.
And the last item, and we'll continually make progress on them, is that we have an opportunity to build a world-class stadium. So when you look at all of these elements as we sit here today, we are in a unique situation. This will be the most coveted job in the National Football League this year. And Ryan and I need to work hand in hand together to make sure we bring that to life, not only from a head coach standpoint, but also from an entire staff standpoint.
So there he might be right, and not I will put a disclaimer on that. When he says it's the most coveted job in the National Football League, I would say that will be available, and even that is somewhat debatable. Both New York jobs are probably going to be open. Jacksonville, maybe Dallas, and yeah, you could argue that with all the circumstances that Kevin Warren laid out there of Caleb Williams, a young core, some veterans that you would like to have locked up for the next couple of years, potentially a new stadium on the way. It's pretty attractive when you compare it to these other openings that will likely be there or already there when this season ends. And so he's got a point. He makes it sound good. But then, as that press conference plays out, and I'm going to try to be optimistic, Kevin Warren, and again, when Ryan Poles finally spoke, didn't make me feel great about the process that's gonna take place here. And what has already taken place in terms of making this an attractive job and somewhere that a top-flight NFL coaching candidate would want to be. First, he addressed the craziness, the absolute insanity that was Matt Eberflus addressing the media at 9 a.m. Monday. Me and Hub Arkish are on the air and we're waiting for the news that Matt Eberflus has been fired, and he instead goes and holds a Zoom press conference that day, and we're like, okay, well, I guess he's keeping his job. And then 2 hours later, he's been fired as the Bears head coach. And Kevin Warren owned some of that, but also like tried to make excuses and tried to polish it up as to why that happened.
Because I can tell you this, when Coach Eberflus had his press conference, we had not made a final decision. And I think you know me. I think you know Ryan. I think you know George McCaskey. And I think you know the McCaskey family. If one thing we stand for is family and integrity and doing it the right way. In retrospect, could we have done it better? Absolutely. And I'll be the first one to raise my hand, yes. But during his press conference and even a couple hours later, we had not reached a decision. But on the flip side of it, something that was important to us is that once we reached the decision, we wanted to make sure to talk with Matt about that so he could have the respect to be able to call his family. And I'll say this, one thing that happened, this is the first time, and it happens around the league a lot, where a head coach will find out he's terminated, and he finds out before he's told from the organization, and that's something that we promised that we weren't going to do. So in retrospect, could we have done better? Yes. But we were trying to be respectful, and we did not know our decision when he started his press conference.
Being respectful and wanting to sleep on it, I get all that, man. And kudos to you for you know, making a level-headed decision and wanting to do it in a respectful way. But the bottom line is, you didn't. And again, I was here Sunday morning, and I was going, what was exactly, if you hadn't decided yet, but you knew you were considering firing the head coach, what's the drawback in delaying that press conference, just putting out a release that says Matt Eberflus will address the media later today? It's the day after Thanksgiving. We let him sleep in a little bit. If you fire him, everybody understands what just happened and why you pushed it back. If you don't fire him, nothing to see here, nothing to sniff out for the media, no grand conspiracy. There was no reason that you couldn't either get up earlier, and Kevin Warren gets up before the rooster crows from everything we've been told, or just push it back a little bit. And don't make this guy go through that. And I bring it up. A lot of people go, oh, what does that matter? Who cares? He's a terrible coach. Because I go back to the previous statement that I played from Kevin Warren. about how attractive a job this is. And for all the things that are attractive about this job, for a head coach out there, dysfunction and mistreatment of the guy you just showed the door is not attractive to an incoming head coaching candidate. That's not something. If you want to make this an attractive place, do things the right way. Don't just try to do things the right way. Do things the right way. And make it seem as though there is some kind of organization and thought that's going into what exactly you're doing here and how you're doing it. And something as simple as a scheduling mishap isn't going to throw a guy to the wolves the day you're going to fire him. That's just crazy. And that makes the job less attractive to head coaching candidates out there. Speaking of things that make the job less attractive to head coaching candidates out there, here he is talking about the search and how exactly it'll go down and who will have final say between him and Ryan Poles and the McCaskies as to who will be the Bears' next head coach.
We'll work that out. Yes. And again, Ryan is he's a general manager. He's head of football operations. And so he would have the final say if it ever got to that point. But I'm confident that we will work through it, because the good thing about it, so long as we keep the center of our decisions, what's in the best interest of the Chicago Bears, our players, as we go forward, it will become clear as far as who is the person should lead this franchise from a football standpoint, from a coaching standpoint.
And then he's asked, what if there is a disagreement? And he doesn't really give an answer as to how that will play out. And again, for all the things that are attractive about this position, I want to know what exactly is the structure if I'm coming here as a head coach. Who am I answering to? Is it Ryan? Is it Kevin? Also, who am I going to be answering to in a year from now? How safe is Ryan Poles if he's not even getting the final say on who his head coach is? Because if I'm a head coach and I'm trying to decide where I'm going to go, and I might have my choice of places, two things I want to know is I'm aligned with the quarterback in a situation like the Bears, where you have a number one pick and a guy who looks like he could be pretty good. I want to make sure I'm aligned with that guy, and I want to make sure I'm aligned with the general manager. And I don't want to feel like I'm walking into a situation where if I don't knock everybody's socks off immediately, I'm going to be answering to a different general manager who may or may not be sold on me and may or may not be sold on the quarterback who I came here to develop. And now all of a sudden, this is a very unsettled situation for me that I just came to a year or two ago. Not making it clear what your chain of command, what your hierarchy is, who I'm answering to, who I'm aligned with when I come into the organization in terms of who's going to get the blame and who's going to get the credit when this thing goes right and this thing goes wrong. Who am I going to be answering to in the near future? That doesn't make it. That goes against everything you said about this being the most coveted job in the National Football League this year. So, in classic Bears style, and I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767 if we got a few minutes before Steve Palazzolo. In classic Bears style, they are not making me feel a whole lot better about this. Even though I wanted Matt Eberflus fired, I'm not feeling a whole lot better about the process of finding the next guy. But, this is where optimistic Rami comes in, but I'll give them credit for one thing. One, they're doing things that the Bears don't normally do. And firing an offensive coordinator midseason, and firing a head coach midseason. And maybe that's a sign that they'll continue to do things that they haven't done before, that they maybe need to do and have been long overdue in this next head coaching search. Maybe they're breaking from the old Bears ways. Maybe this impatience that they're showing this season in making these changes during the year is a sign that they're breaking the old Bears ways of doing things, and they're going to do new things. And I would welcome that. And if it's Kevin Warren saying they need to do that, great. If it's Ryan Poles saying they need to do that, great. But again, I'd like to know who it is exactly that's making these decisions at the end of the day. And I think a new head coach would want to know who's making these decisions at the end of the day. And the other thing that makes me optimistic, and I said this on Sunday when I was here, is that I don't feel confident that the Bears are going to find the right guy because they had the right systems and processes and people in place that are going to find that guy. No, because they're the Bears. And anytime the Bears hire somebody, I immediately have doubts about that person because they were hired by the Bears simply on that basis. They're going to have to luck into it. They're going to have to fall into it. It's going to that dude is going to have to land right in their lap, and they're going to go, whoa, look at that. We got a real NFL head coach. Where'd this guy come from? It's like, Sean, you might have a friend like this. I don't want to cast any aspersions on you. You might be a friend like this. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what your personal life is like. We never connected on that level. But
we could talk during the break, but yeah.
We all know somebody, or we are somebody who is not good at dating. You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with you. You're not ugly. You got a good personality. But you're just not good at it. Like, you're just not good at dating. But then somehow, some way, and I'll admit, I'm that guy. I just got engaged recently.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Somehow, some way, you just find somebody, and all your friends are looking at you and going, how did he end up with, and it's just dumb luck. Like, that person just fell in their lap somehow, and they somehow locked it down.
So
you know, right?
I literally met my girlfriend when I was 14, sitting next to me in our first class together in high school. Now she's been dating forever. And it just simply, she's known me since I was 14. She knows I'm an idiot, but she knows I try real hard. So, you know, she understands that. She could identify that from 14 on.
Sean, I'm a better example of it because I didn't find that person until I was in my 40s for good reason, because I just wasn't good at it. And then somehow, some way, I just stumbled into it. That's what's going to happen with the Bears. And
100%.
Look, man, I'm not jumping to any conclusions here. I just wonder if maybe, just maybe, the Bears have had that person fall in their lap. Maybe, just maybe, they've stumbled into something. And look, he hasn't coached one game yet. But from what I knew about Thomas Brown when he was a passing game coordinator, which was very little, to offensive coordinator, and then we got to know a little bit more about him, and now he's going to be the interim head coach. And the more I find out about this guy, the more I hear from other people around the league about this guy, and the more that I hear from him, the more I'm a little bit sold that this could be the dude that just fell in their lap. Because there's one thing that you need to be a head coach, and that the last few attempts at a head coach, the Bears have missed on, and that's just a leader. That's a guy who can stand in front of a room and command people's attention. And Thomas Brown has already done that. And there's a lot more that you have to do. There's so much more that he has to do before I'm like, yeah, this is the dude. But when I see him, to me, a press conference, especially like an introductory press conference, and that's kind of what it was Monday, is like a job interview for the fans. For us to see what you're like in front of a room full of people, because that's part of your job, is getting up in a room full of people and convincing them that you know what you're doing, that you're the guy to follow, and that you can lead them where they want to go. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, and you can't really always put your finger on what it is that does that, but Thomas Brown kind of has that. And there's two sound bites I wanted to play for you that kind of illustrate what I'm talking about. Here's the first one, where he's talking about his overall philosophy in terms of a team that he wants to lead.
Football is a violent game. It rewards those that play the game violently. So physical at every position is going to be our mentality. And I started this week against San Fran to kind of prize themselves and built a great job throughout the years of building a roster that kind of fits that mold, being aggressive in all phases, of kind of a attacking mentality. So it starts there for us. That's a non-negotiable. I also talked about majoring in three abilities. That's coachability, that's accountability, that's dependability. That's all of us, myself included. Right above coaching, right above accountability. We'll get that done together. And lastly, it's about being resilient. All right, no matter what happens, nobody cares what's happened before, what happened in the future, overcome it, fight through it. So it's not about the event, it's about the response. So respond the right way, together, collectively, and go attack.
It's a violent sport that rewards the most violent people. Oh, man. That's one of those give me a helmet type moments. You know what? When I'm watching that press conference, I'm like, give me a helmet and a wall to run through. And that's what you need from a head coach, is a guy who makes you feel that way as a fan, as a player. It makes you want to get up and follow that dude and run through anything. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is with a little humor. That's another way to get the room. And here he is illustrating a little bit of that.
The major change, they probably don't know, but I'll share this with you guys. Hopefully help somebody. So I was trying to go on a weight loss journey about 20 days ago. And I couldn't lose weight at all. I was about 225 the morning of the announcement of being the OC. This morning I was 203. It's not what you asked me, but that changed significantly as far as, you know, my life.
So the weight loss was like stress induced, or was that like?
No, I wouldn't even say stress. I think, you know, I think stress could help out. I'm not really stressed, but it's more what I realize if you increase tags to your day, you forget about food. And so I went a couple of days and just really didn't eat. Didn't even think about it. Wasn't hungry. I was thinking about the next moment, what to say to this player, you know, doing game planning. And I look up and I'm, you know, almost 30 pounds down. So we'll keep going. See how long it lasts.
Come up with that guy.
I might write a book one day. I might, you know, so if this doesn't work out, I'll write a book and we'll see. I hope you guys buy it. I'll be probably pretty pissed if you don't buy it. So.
When was the last time Matt Eberflus had a room full of people laughing? I'm genuinely asking. Sean, you're one of the people who cuts up a lot of the sound at the station, so you would know. You've heard a lot of as much of Matt Eberflus as anybody. When was the last time he had a room full of people cutting up like that?
I don't know. What's up yours?
That's the only time.
Okay. So the little bit that we're getting from Thomas Brown just, again, makes me wonder if the Bears, that friend of yours who just is terrible at dating, maybe just stumbled into the right guy.
He's a guy you really like to like.
And we're all going to be sitting here 2 years from now going, how'd they do that? Where'd they get? How'd they find this guy? How did that happen? That's what I'm hoping Thomas Brown is. We'll see. He's got a 5-game audition to show me, like, you know, the coaching stuff. That's pretty
functioning
important
as a coach.
Yes, he has to show me five games that he can function as a coach more than the guy who you just heard say function.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
And neither shall I. He's gone and no longer a part of our lives. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, we'll talk about this Bears head coaching vacancy and how he feels about the Bears and how attractive a position it is. Steve Palazzolo will join us from the Check the Mic podcast. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Wednesday night and back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Was a new voice just needed in the room, you think?
I wouldn't say a new voice was needed. I would say there was change that was needed. And that goes from what Thomas is talking about, accountability, you know, unifying each other, you know, us being on each other, whether it's coaches, players, us communicating, us doing all these different things. I wouldn't say that a new voice, I wouldn't say that, you know, a change from you know, head coaches or anything like that. You know, that's not a decision that I get to choose, a decision that I get to make. I wouldn't say that's the situation that, you know, that I get to choose, the players, all of us. I'd say that us players, we got to deal with it. We have to handle it. And then from there, we got to go out and win games. I mean, that's the most important thing at the end of the day.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Very diplomatic answer there from Caleb Williams when being asked if change was needed in terms of the voice at the front of the room for the Chicago Bears. The Bears felt that change was needed and let Matt Eberflus know that the day after Thanksgiving. I'm with you right up till DePaul and Texas Tech at 7:45. I'll talk with Hub Arkish coming up at 7 o'clock. But joining me now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois, he is the co-host of the Check the Mic podcast. Pleasure to welcome in Steve Palazzolo. Steve, how are you this evening, my man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
I won't even ask you what you thought about the way things went down on Thanksgiving Day, because I think we were all looking at that and going, what the hell just happened, and how is that guy still an NFL head coach? And he wasn't less than 24 hours later, Steve. But you know this league as well as anybody. You know that the Bears have never fired a head coach midseason. Were you surprised that they made that decision, or after what we saw on Thanksgiving Day, did you feel like that was something that just had to be done?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was a little surprised, but I think it's obviously not just that. I mean, it's a combination of
right. This
debate was happening last offseason. The season's not going well. They're losing all of these close games, and, you know, who gets the blame in the close games? The quarterback, the head coach, usually. So I think a lot of that stuff added up. So at the end of the day, I wasn't terribly surprised, even given the history in Chicago.
Were you one of the guys who thought it would have been a good idea to reset the clock, so to speak, at head coach in drafting Caleb Williams with the number one pick last offseason?
Yes, I was probably leaning that way. I mean, they did it with John Fox a few years ago with Mitch Trubisky. The other one that stands out to me was the Rams with Jeff Fisher. They kind of gave Jeff Fisher a year with Jared Goff, and then before you know it, it's Sean McVay. It did feel like, you know, new coach and quarterback makes sense. I can't remember off the top of my head other times where maybe it worked out, but because we're talking about coaches where there was a legitimate debate. Are they done? Are they coming back? And you're just like, yeah, let's bring them back. And we have the prized quarterback prospect for him as well. I don't think that's worked out very well historically. So I was kind of in the, you know, again, never really calling for anybody's job or anything, but I was a little surprised that that's where the Bears went last offseason.
Talking with Steve Palazzolo of the Check the Mic podcast here on 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf with you on a Wednesday evening. When you look at Caleb Williams, and I was worried about the same things that you just laid out there, Steve. A lot of people watching this Bears team were worried about that same thing of the overlap of past regimes and current regimes and how that sort of played out over the years. And I've said, look, Caleb Williams, great quarterback prospect, generational. Like, he deserves that tag. But if he steps into a level of dysfunction, a certain level of dysfunction will break any quarterback prospect, no matter how good. A lot of people are looking at Caleb Williams and the way he's handled this rookie year and everything that's gone on around him and think maybe he's franchise-proof. Do you think he is franchise-proof? And how much damage do you think has been done to his development through all this?
Yeah, I don't know how many guys are actually franchise proof, because, I mean, even if you said, well, Tom Brady's the GOAT and, you know, Patrick Mahomes is trying to get there, it's like, well, you know, Brady had Belichick and Mahomes maybe went to one of the best situations of all time, if you really look at it, between Andy Reid and his playmakers.
Right.
So we don't really have the counterfactual. Like, we don't, I mean, you could actually make the case that maybe Brady went to, like, Belichick wasn't winning before Brady took over, so who knows. But I think it's impressive seeing Williams go through some of these ups and downs here. The challenge is going to be, okay, the next guy has to get the most out of him, right, and maximize that. And that's – I don't know how you choose that guy. I don't know how you choose the next person. I think it's a challenge. It's a lot of stuff that we don't know, I guess, is what we're getting at here.
Right.
Who knew that Dan Campbell would be the guy, right? And because most of the candidates, it's like, who's the best play caller on offense? Who's the best defensive coordinator? When Dan Campbell was neither, and he's become probably a top 3 to 5 coach in the NFL just by the culture aspect of it. So that's going to be the big challenge here. But somebody has to get the most out of Caleb Williams. And I think the most optimistic thing I've seen over the last 3 weeks or so, I think he just looks like he's more natural, right? Just the playmaker in Caleb Williams. He looked very mechanical and robotic early in the season. And it was almost like he was thinking, I need to play within the pocket. I need to not turn the ball over. I need to do this. You could almost see the wheels turning in his head when the best Caleb Williams at USC was a little more freewheeling, a little bit more ad-libbing. And then it was like, okay, how do you rein that back in a little bit at the NFL level? And it felt like it just kind of went too far. And so the last few weeks, when it feels like, I think he's playing a little bit more free and easy and more natural, because that's his skill set.
Oh, and a lot of people are giving credit for that, Steve, all the development that you just talked about, to the guy who was made offensive coordinator 3 weeks ago and now has been made head coach, or at least interim head coach, in Thomas Brown. How much of a head coaching candidate do you think he is, and have you heard anything about him from people you talk to around the league?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just generally against the interim coach being on hey, this is your trial run, this is your test. Because I just don't think it's a real test. So I give terrible answers at these questions. I don't know him enough. I'm like the worst person to bring on. Who's the best coaching candidate? I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I don't know. But all you can go is with the evidence. And so evidence so far is like, hey, Caleb Williams plays a little bit cleaner. I mean, if maybe there's a combination of Thomas Brown's not ready to actually be a head coach, but he is ready to be an offensive coordinator. You do hear a lot of people talking about him having more offensive coordinator type of duties going forward, and, you know, kind of a rising star in the industry. I think that's a thing. I'm not sure if he's ready to be a head coach, but maybe there is a combination where that's kind of what he's trying to prove here down the stretch. I do hate the interim coach being like, oh, this guy went, 5-3 down the stretch. It's like, it's not even really the job. You haven't put in an off-season program. You haven't hired people. You haven't done any of the stuff that a head coach actually has to do. Antonio Pierce last year, right? What did he do? He kind of rallied the troops and they played better. It has nothing to do with the job. So I wouldn't look at it like that. But I will say, if he's the guy that's helping to get Caleb Williams to play to his natural instincts, his natural playmaking, there's something to it. And that's, probably retention worthy in whatever role that might be.
Steve Palazzolo of the Check the Mic podcast, my guest for a couple more minutes here on 670 The Score. A couple days ago, a report came out from CBS Sports saying that the Bears weren't emphasizing an offensive-minded or defensive-minded head coach. They wanted, quote-unquote, culture builders and leaders of men. Would you place any emphasis on it being an offensive guy with everything you said about Caleb Williams and sort of fostering his development? If I was to put you in the shoes of Ryan Poles or Kevin Warren or whoever is making this decision, it's really not clear to those of us who are watching.
I would probably lean that way, but I think the Bears are given the right answer. It goes back to what I said. Like, Dan Campbell wasn't X's, and I feel like Dan Campbell's going to change a lot of coaching searches. That's the bottom line for me. The old coach, and even like a John Harbaugh, right? Just being a special teams guy. So it used to be, who's the hottest offensive coordinator? Who's got the best scheme? Who's got the best system? And look, there's value in that. I think there's a lot of value in Kyle Shanahan. I think what he does to elevate an offense, and I know the rumor that Mike Florio was throwing out there about the trade, like, Kyle Shanahan has a decade plus of elevating offenses. So there's something to that. But I also think the Dan Campbellization of the search is going to be like, give me the guy that's going to rally the troops. And it will also rally the coaches, right? Because you're not just coaching the players, you're coaching the coaches. You're the CEO of the team, you also have to work with the general manager, right? So you have to figure out, how are we going to build this team together? So there's so much that goes into it beyond offense and defense. My general feeling is I would probably hope to find somebody more offensive minded for the whole you don't want to have, you know, five offensive coordinators in 5 years type of deal. But I don't think it's – I think the underlying thing, the Bears are saying the right answer, you know, give me the culture guy. And I really think that has a lot to do with what's happening in Detroit.
A couple days ago at the press conference after Matt Eberflus's firing, Kevin Warren said that when looking for this next coach that it'll be, as we said, one of those leaders of men type of guys. He also said it'll be the most coveted job in the NFL. I put a disclaimer on that and said the most coveted job that will be available in the NFL this offseason. And I'm not even so sure about that. Like, yeah, some things are in place, starting with Caleb Williams, but also they show a lot of dysfunction, Steve. How attractive a job do you think this is to a top-flight head coaching candidate come this offseason when all the dust settles and we know what jobs are open around the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can make the case that it's an attractive job from a roster perspective and the fact that you have the quarterback there. I mean, I've been working on a case that we shouldn't judge general managers by the quarterback decisions that they make because I think a lot of it's luck and timing and even in Ryan Poles' case, process, right? It's not that you evaluated the best quarterback. You had the best process that put you in position to draft a Caleb Williams. So the fact that that is out of the way does make this a very attractive job for a coach because they're not picking the quarterback, so to speak, but you're not dealing, like, how many coaches, like Bill Belichick without Tom Brady is, you know, what is he? So the quarterback matters, obviously. So the fact that that's intact definitely is huge. The dysfunction part, I don't know. I can't speak to it enough, but like there's something to it, obviously. There's something to that. There's something to the division being loaded, the way the Vikings are playing this year, the Lions, as we said, the Packers, they all look like really, you know, well-run, stable organizations at the moment. So that makes it, I don't want to say less attractive. No coaches out there like, oh man, I don't want to go to that tough division. Everybody wants to compete, but that makes it a challenge, you know, to actually have success. But I think it will be an attractive job because you got the quarterback there. I think Ryan Poles generally has done a good job of reshaping the roster over the last couple of years, and I do think it will be attractive as far as the jobs go.
That is Steve Palazzolo. Check out the Check the Mic podcast if you haven't already. Follow him on Twitter at @SteveParlazzolo_, and my guest for the last few minutes on the Score Hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Appreciate the time and the insight, Steve. Have a good night, man.
Thanks. You too. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree with him. I do. I agree with him on a lot of those points when talking about how coveted or attractive a job this will be. But again, as I laid out in the first segment, the Bears try really hard to make it not that attractive or coveted a job. They just do, man. Again, even when they do things right, they do it the wrong way. Hey, Sean, can we talk about that Mike Florio thing that he threw out right here on the Score and that Steve just referenced? I know we had something else on the rundown, but I am very intrigued by that. Can we talk about that next?
Yeah, I think so, man. I'll bring it back for us.
We will do that next, right after this. Rami Makhlouf with you on a Wednesday night on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
The Score.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
The vibe I get is that this was a really welcome change. Without disparaging Matt, do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I love Luce, but I feel like the first point you just said, yeah, it was very accurate. Yeah.
There's Tevin Jenkins saying, yeah, it's probably about that time for Matt Eberflus to go. Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score on a Wednesday evening. I take you right up to DePaul and Texas Tech at 7:45. Join The Score in Patrick Manley Award Dinner and Ceremony on Saturday, December 14th at Bernie's Book Bank in Lake Bluff from 6 to 8:30 p.m., honoring the top college football long snappers from the season. Lawrence Holmes will be there with Robbie Gold and Northwestern's David Braun for a Chicago sports panel discussion. Get your tickets now at berniesbookbank.org. It's all brought to you by Edward Jones and Zebra Technologies. That's as football-y as a football award gets. Honoring the top college football long snappers from the season. Outstanding. Outstanding. Kudos to Patrick Manley, Lawrence Holmes, and everybody else involved. Go and enjoy that December 14th at Bernie's Book Bank. I mentioned before the break, and I had this in the notes, but I have a short show tonight, and I was like, I was putting together the show, and Steve Palazzolo reminded me of something that I came across while I was doing the show prep for the show tonight, and it was something that Mike Florio brought up on these very airwaves. Mike Florio brought up the possibility of trading for a head coach. That's some outside-the-box thinking right there. And in the first segment, I said one of the things that is encouraging about this turmoil that the Bears are in right now is that they're willing to do things they haven't done before. That's what it's going to take to get this organization where we all want to see it go. They were willing to fire an offensive coordinator midseason. And when that wasn't enough, they were willing to fire a head coach midseason. Yes, all too late. Yes, those guys should have never been hired or should have been dismissed from their jobs far sooner, but they did things that they weren't ever willing to do, and that's a good sign when you're trying to break a cycle of dysfunction. Well, what more, how much more different could you be than what you've done before to not only go out there and get a top head coaching candidate and use the money and the resources that it would take to go out and do that, but to really go all in and trade for an NFL head coach? And he brought up the names Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan when he brought it up. And then he followed that up a couple days ago on Bernstein and Harris with Rahimi right here on The Score and said he heard from people around the league after bringing up that possibility. And this was the reaction that he's gotten.
When a team is looking for a new coach, there are three general categories of candidates. One, the coordinator who has never been a head coach before. Two, a college coach. If there's a college coach out there that's willing to make the jump and we think he's going to be any good, some are, some aren't. Three, the former fired head coach who's waiting for his next opportunity. Mike Vrabel would be at the top of this year's list, and Bill Belichick, obviously. Four should be, and this should be as viable as the other three, calling teams to see whether or not their coach might be available. The Commanders got dragged a few years ago because in reaction to the Matthew Stafford trade in 2021, in early 22, the Commanders called every team to see if their starting quarterback might be available in trade because they didn't know Stafford was available. It's like, oh, what a joke. You called the Chiefs about Patrick Mahomes. No. The phone call's free. So my point is any team should be viewing that category with the same weight that the other three are viewed. If anything, it should be more because here's a proven commodity. Here's a guy who's getting it done. And there may be circumstances that would suggest a fresh start for him, for the team, in exchange for draft pick compensation.
And so you at least make the phone calls. That's where it all came from. Let's make the phone calls. We the Bears, not me, the Bears, but you, they, we, the Bears, want to get the most out of Caleb Williams. Okay, you do that with a proven offensive head coach. You start making the phone calls. And here's the feedback I got. I can't tell you who the coach is, but after I posted at PFT that the Bears should call the 49ers about Kyle Shanahan, the Ravens about John Harbaugh, the Dolphins about Mike McDaniel, because it just feels like in each of those circumstances, maybe you get lucky. Maybe you throw the hook and the sinker into a spot in the water where you get a bite. I heard from another coach who said, why didn't you mention me on that list?
Mm.
So it just proves to me that there's merit to this idea that a well-timed phone call could strike gold.
Even was it Kevin O'Connell?
even from a McCaskey, though?
It's a simple dig.
Mike, I'm with
you. So there, a coach called him and said, hey, why not me? I wouldn't mind coaching the Bears instead of where I am right now. Man, I love the idea. I 100% love that idea of just pick up the phone. And you heard the names that he mentioned, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel. He said John Harbaugh too, right, Sean? Did I miss anybody that he threw in there?
No, I think those were the main four, yeah.
Okay. But pick up, dude, call every team that has a coach that you think you might want to talk to. Just pick up the phone and call everyone. Mike Tomlin, hey, Pittsburgh, what's going on with you and Mike? Y'all good? Anybody want to get out of that situation? And how about getting a few draft picks while you're in the process of getting out of that situation? Sean McDermott, Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. I'm dying to know who was the coach that called Mike Florio and said, why not me? Why didn't you bring my name? Who wants out of their job so bad that they're watching what's going on with the Bears right now and going, hey, man, give me a call. I was thinking
Brian Callahan maybe in Tennessee. He's like, yeah, maybe I'll coach Caleb Williams instead.
But he just got there, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
No, I don't think he's so dissatisfied with his job. I've literally been sitting here guessing who. Two names that ran across my mind are Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, because that thing has maybe run its course. They're not making the playoffs this year. And a guy who you might not have to trade for, but also if you did have to trade for him, you probably wouldn't have to give up a whole hell of a lot because his track record isn't great. He's got just over a 500 record. But I really like this guy, man. I really like this guy. And I liked him when they made the hire, and he does have two AP Coach of the Year awards. Kevin Stefanski with Cleveland is a guy I'd call and check in on if he's available. Or just call everybody. Just call everybody who has a head coach that you might want to talk to. Hell, call Green Bay and say, hey, what's going on with Matt LaFleur? You guys good? Anybody looking to get divorced over there? And how about some compensation in the process? I would make those calls. But I will admit, and I brought up this name, I don't know if it was to you, Sean, or to Tyler. I don't know. I get to host once a week or twice a week here on The Score, and I appreciate it each and every time. But I have, like, these rotating producers. I lose track of who I'm talking to sometimes. I brought up Kyle Shanahan about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago here on the air. But I was more thinking, like, that's a team that's struggling this year, and a lot of their money is locked up for the next few years in veteran players. So changing the roster a whole lot to change the result is not really an option, so maybe San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan part ways, and he's available this offseason. But if that's not the case, I'm definitely interested in making a trade for Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan, apparently a fan of Caleb Williams, as he spoke about today.
I mean, as talented as there is, I mean, just the stuff that you saw in college, you can see in the NFL. I mean, as good of a thrower as there is, born to play the position, got the athletic ability to do whatever. He's got the speed to do whatever. You know, he's gotten a lot of playing time. He's getting better as this year goes. I think he's getting a lot more consistent. I think he's been playing his best ball probably here the last few weeks. He's put him in a chance to win here in these last few games.
So Kyle Shanahan likes what he's seen from Caleb Williams, and I really would like to see what Kyle Shanahan could do with an offense and getting his hands on Caleb Williams as a QB prospect. If he can make Brock Purdy literally the last guy taken in the NFL draft look the way that he's made him look, what could he do with the guy taken with the first pick in the NFL draft just a couple years later?
A guy he described as someone who was born to play the position.
Yeah, I'm 100% in on this idea. of the Bears making a trade for a coach. I'm here for it. Because, and Mike Florio's best point is, it's a proven commodity. You're bringing over somebody who you know can win, is winning right now in the NFL. Not winning a few years ago, like when the Cowboys hired Mike McCarthy. He's winning. You get go and get a guy who's winning right now in the NFL, and now we're cooking with gas. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. We'll get Hub Arkish's thoughts on this and all things Bears. You're listening to Rami Makhlouf. I'm on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, and back in just a few minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.